Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters actual play podcast brought to you by Saga Game Studio.
You guys know this is a slime portal. It's much, much larger than one that you have seen before.
I attacked the portal.
Between the hosing and the protoning and Ed having a power bar, you can see that a crack starts to connect the two holes.
Hey, Melda. If I make it out of this, you want to go get Jenny's tomorrow?
Sure. You prevent the world from blowing up? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, guys, let's go.
Bricker got a day. Hello? Anyone there?
Crawling out of the hedge towards you.
Okay, I want to go towards him.
It's one of the SWAT team.
This is Steve Paulson. He's on the SWAT team. We're going to see if we can find more of his team, but just keep an eye on it. He's going to feel better soon. It's something the inside just screws with you.
Was he saying there's 24 of them total, including him?
Yeah.
You do not hear what is approaching.
Ooh, I am a ghost. Ooh.
Oh, no, a ghost. What are we going to do?
Sounds like you need the Ghostbusters.
Who? I thought they were only in New York City.
Not anymore. We've opened a new franchise location in Washington, D.C. at the old Henley Park Hotel. Call us for all your ghost-related problems. We also offer haunted hotel rooms and parties. Call today, 1-800-867-5309. Standard liability contracts required. Ghostbusters are not responsible for damage caused during a ghost capture event.
We also have horror movies, just saying.
So we'll start with you guys still walking in the direction of the path, the trampoline path of animal droppings.
Walking sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, Mason.
Yeah?
Do ghosts have north?
Like,
which way is north?
I would be surprised if you told me Mason didn't have a compass.
I was going to say, well, there's probably one on his watch.
That's right. You can get them on your phone now.
Yeah, and it's the future.
I don't know how well they work, but I know.
In the future, they work great, but maybe not in the dome.
I don't think GPS in the dome was going
to
work.
Yeah, I mean, Mason has to have a compass somewhere, but I think he would actually be.
I'd be surprised if John didn't have one.
Yeah, actually, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the ghost zone, I don't know if the ghost zone itself has north, because I don't know if they have polarities.
What's polarity?
Oh, boy.
Is that where the penguins are?
Yes.
They're like magnets, you know, when you put one, their polarities, you know, like a magnet, when you put it the wrong way together and they push apart.
Oh,
opposite
yeah.
Opposite polarities.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like opposites attract.
Opposites
same
attract.
Repel.
Same repel. What I said.
Well, sometimes the same are attracted to each other.
That's people.
Yep, but not magnets.
Yes. People aren't magnets.
Yeah.
How do we know where we're going?
That's a very good question.
Hmm.
Mason's going to look at his compass.
It's spinning wildly.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I expected.
Ed asked the best questions.
Yeah.
But it's not like just wee, yee, 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 yee. Like it spins one way and it holds it like that's north. And then it chooses a new direction.
Yeah.
And that's north. And it just keeps changing its mind is more what it looks like.
Okay.
I think your compass is broken.
I think it's awesome.
I mean, it's really kind of cool, but it doesn't work in here.
Yeah, it's not going to work well in here.
Or do you think it is working and the dome is shifting?
That would be even worse.
Maybe we're at the beginning.
Anyway.
Of where we started?
I don't know.
Well,
all right, so as you guys walk.
I love the trail talk.
Yeah. You start to hear a cacophony.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good word.
Thank you.
I just heard caca because that's all I wanted to hear.
Doesn't he need a tissue or something?
A cacophony.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Best of both worlds.
Is it mating season?
It might be.
Be careful what you
edge
wish
mating
for.
Season.
Ed mating season. It's always
some of these
mating
animals
season.
Have got to be ladies. What? He likes ladies.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do too.
Sometimes, yeah.
As your character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. you hear the cacophony.
Stutter.
Cacophony.
Cacophony.
And
so fucked tonight.
Through the trees ahead of you, you can start to see a bright light as you continue forward. It's getting brighter.
Should we go into the light, guys?
Ooh, feels like it's going against the grain, but yes, I think we should.
Light's good thing. Lady says so.
Hmm. Okay.
I thought we can wait. I thought the lady was, or is that just like the lady has said that before? Because I thought the lady was still on the outside.
She is.
Okay.
But I've seen the
words carry on as memories.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
That's deep.
God, Edge trying to get deep. Let's just go. If the light means I can die, I can die.
Hey, John. Hey, John. He doesn't hear that often.
Wow.
Thanks, we're never going to get through this.
Do you think the smells in this forest are making us a little loopy?
It could be.
Ed walks towards the light.
It's the sort of flickering orangish light that means fire. Also, every now and then, like you see a large shadow, or the light kind of disappears for a second, comes right back.
Hello, SWAT guys, SWAT ladies.
Oh, I thought we were, I thought we were going to go in quietly. Okay.
Well, it is very loud now. You can hear all sorts of different animals. They're calling, roaring, almost sounds like they're singing at times.
Kumbaya.
Through the unnatural darkness, you see a haze of light. A clearing lies in front of you. In the center, a large bonfire. Arrayed around the bonfire are an assortment of beastmen, each missing a prominent body part that is swapped with a human part.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See, it's not the shadows you have to worry about.
Yummy.
In front of them on their knees are four SWAT members between the beastmen and the fire. Around the fire, dancing wildly, is a giant of a man, a man-beast. Each of his limbs has been replaced with some or one of the animal parts. He has a large trunk on his face, vicious lion paws, gorilla legs, and so on. As he dances, the beastmen chant and call. The Bacchanal is truly a sight to behold. They all seem fixated on something on the opposite side from you guys of the fire.
Well, shit.
How many beastmen do we see?
Eight. Not including the one dancing.
And then four SWAT members.
Yes.
How many SWAT members came in?
We don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we know an exact number.
Oh, no, wait. We asked Steve Paulson. He told us
there was
the
like 12 or something, but
yeah.
I think it was 12.
Yeah. Is it more? 20-something?
23.
Yeah.
Was it 23? Holy
well,
shit.
It's not 23.
Oh, 24. 23 now.
Yes.
Yes.
I did have
yeah,
that.
It was 24 went in. We saved one.
But that 24 total, so the 24 also includes the chief, the reporter, and the cameraman.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, so wait, R&R is in here too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You're going to get the rest and relaxation, theoretically.
In theory.
Maybe if I save her.
Okay.
Or if I don't kill her first.
Well, hopefully you haven't switched out certain parts with, you know, the whatever, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I have an idea.
Okay.
Oh, okay. God.
Ed charges the Bacchanal, roaring.
What?
Oh. Oh,
that's an idea.
The Bacchanal?
I don't know why I expected anything less.
I mean, is he just doing it? Did you just do it?
He has his game face on.
He already did it. He said it.
That's what's happening.
He's doing it. Yeah.
I get my game face on as I'm roaring.
Hey, John, can you boing flip him real quick?
Boing flip.
I can try.
What? There's no takesy backsies.
Well, technically, it's not a takesy backsie.
Here's when there's.
It's a whoa there. All right. I'm already noticed.
For the boing. Love of God, I hope they roll a ghost.
Oh, wait. I never rolled dice to. Oh, yeah. I would just go back up to 20. Never mind.
I am.
Oh, yeah. If anybody hasn't brownie done their points. Brownie points yet.
It was one D6, right? I'm at 9.
You can do
so.
A D6 or you can go up to 20.
I'm at 20.
I'm at 29.
Now I'm at 31.
Nice.
I'm at 20. I have not been above 20 since we switched with switch systems.
Me neither. Because I like using them.
Yeah, I do like using them.
I haven't been below
24. That's the point. Yeah. You have 20 of them each
this
and
is
every
lame.
Session.
No ghost eye.
Lame.
I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know what I was going to do with the ghost eye, but it was going to be fantastic.
You rolled one?
No.
25.
If he had rolled it.
Can I dodge?
Yeah, that we'll make it an opposing check.
Ooh.
Would he notice that we're doing that?
He might.
Yeah.
I'm a trained warrior.
You're not acting like
he's
one.
Had leg day.
I'll
he's
tell
had
you what.
He's leg had day. Leg day.
That's true. He has had leg day. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Rather than an opposing roll to dodge it, I'm going to give you a roll to see if you can break through it.
Ooh. Oh, that's
oh okay. He gets hit. But
and
whether
then he
or not
slices.
He just powers through
yep.
it.
Yeah, kind
so
of,
this is going to be the decision as to whether or not you get snapped back to them.
He does fancy pivot slice. Fancy pivot slice.
Right, it could even be that.
Yeah.
With a sword.
All right, yeah. Can I? So it hits me.
Yeah.
And then I want to fancy slice it.
Oh, yeah, because you know exactly what it was, the incident.
This isn't
you.
The first time it's happened.
No.
That's probably fair.
No.
And he
John,
probably heard us go, boing, flip him.
John, yeah. Is this how you practice your aim?
Probably.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
What's the difficulty?
Sometimes he fell down during practice and he doesn't know why.
Oh, you got to beat his 25.
Oh, okay.
I'm
we'll
readying,
make it an opposed roll.
I'm going to ready my proton pack.
Ooh, that's probably smart.
Yeah,
it, I think.
I'm readying my proton pack.
Yeah. Yep.
29.
There you, oh. There you go.
All right, well, you
fancy
have,
pivot slice.
You have fun, Ed.
No, ghost eye?
No ghost eye. I fancy pivot slice and then just keep my sword raised in the air and just continue charging forward.
All
right. I want to run right up to the big guy.
The big guy dancing around the thing.
Yep. I'm gonna want to run up to him and stop, I don't know, like 10 feet away and just stop and then do a big roar, which I cannot do. Well, I can do, but...
Do a roar. That was a good roar.
Wow, that...
woke Gozer up.
Yep. That also...
Did the puppy pee itself?
I bet that peaked.
Yeah, definitely peaked.
That'll be fun for you later, Matt. He'll see it like a mile away on the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll still sound good. If not, you just have to do it from your home, too.
Oh, yeah.
Send me the file.
So after I do that, I'm just going to like pound my open fist into my chest a
yep.
couple times.
Nice. Brandishing your sword. Do you have your shield, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, is
the,
it on?
I have the shield arm and it just goes doop doop.
Okay. Just making sure.
We should probably go make
as he
sure
does
he
that,
doesn't die.
I started running as soon as he started doing that towards a boulder where I could duck behind a little.
Right, just making a boulder, huh?
There is a boulder around the fire ring.
Oh, I was actually kind of envisioning like an old circus where they had circus cars and stuff.
That works for me. I like that.
Okay. I dodge behind a circus car.
Yeah, I think like, we all take positions.
Like one of those old school.
I
kind of
just want to stand there and watch.
Like a bug?
Like no, those carts, those old wooden carts. What were those called? Tactically
wagon?
Taking cover behind the wagon.
Yeah.
Ed is standing in front of a very large, very weird looking
Beast man.
How tall is the Beast man?
Wait.
I don't want to know.
Probably not.
8
oh,
feet.
I say he's only 12.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know he's a big guy. Sorry, man beast. You're standing in front of the man beast.
Sorry, man beast.
Yes. Because he was originally a man, now he's sort of a beast. Mm. Whereas the other ones were originally beasts, now they're sort of men.
Gotcha.
Or women.
So half man, half beast, half both?
Yeah, yes. He's man, bear, pig, lion, elephant.
Beast.
Gorilla.
Awesome.
Oh, they were literally lion. Called circus carriages.
Caravan. That's the word I was looking for.
Nice.
I don't know if it's the right word, but that's the word I was looking for. Caravan.
And it just makes me think of Top Gear.
That makes me think
and how they hate
of
going
Snatch.
Caravanning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go.
But I back caravan.
All right.
What about the other two fools?
I'm taking cover behind tactically taking cover behind a
flanking
separate caravan. Yes.
Flanking positions.
It's flankers.
Yeah.
I'm also moving towards cover, but I'm also trying to pay attention of how much attention Ed just managed to get everyone paying attention to him.
Mm.
Yep. Like, do they really only notice him, or do they?
So far, they're pretty focused on him.
You know, so Ed has a plan, but you don't know what the plan is.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's move them away from the SWAT team.
Well, the man beast looks down at you in your roaringness. He looks amused. He sees sticking out from behind you what to him looks like a tail.
Oh.
Wait, what?
What do you
slime?
Have? Oh, the slime tether. Slime tether. You're a beast too.
Looks a bit like a tail to him.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Brother!
You're welcome.
Welcome. Are you here to join us?
Oh, no, go ahead. Growl at him.
Kevin needs to think.
Please say yes. Please say yes. If they ask you if you're a god.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Why I no get invite?
And I'm going to take a step forward angrily.
He, oh, easy, brother. We did not know you were here. Come, we have meat and new parts. Have fun. We dance. And he shows you. He starts to dance a little in place. It's very akimbo.
Ed dances over to the meat, which I assume is the SWAT team.
Yes. Well, that, I mean, he gestured to the same spot for both meat and parts.
Yeah.
So... now that you've gotten just enough around the bonfire, you can see that there's movement on the other side of the bonfire that it was blocked to you before.
What is it?
It looks a lot like some of those orange, reddish monkey creature things. And they're like picking at something on the ground.
Yeah.
Don't want to know. Don't want to know. So I'm going to dance over to the meat and then kind of like way over the top, like jump in front of one of them and kind of hunch down to look him like to inspect the meat.
They are both looking at you very weird and also trying not to look at you because that's gotten them in trouble thus far.
I want to catch the eye of one of them and wink at him.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. A wink.
Wink?
Yeah.
I assume Ed actually says wink when he winks.
Very quietly.
Yeah.
So he winks, and then he's just going to like take his sword hand and kind of like push one of the guys over and look at the big guy.
This bad meat. Weak meat. We're better meat.
I am hiding behind something and just shaking my head the entire time this is going on.
Brother, this is all we have. We haven't had fresh meat and feels like forever.
I smell sick, big one. Two of Dean. But one. That way. Hunt.
He kind of just leans in the direction you indicated.
I sniff with him.
Which way did you point?
Like perpendicular to where we came from?
So more towards the center or towards one of the edges? Or
let's say towards the edges. Away from where everyone else is.
But not towards
towards the monkeys, because I don't want to see what they're eating.
Away from the monkeys.
But not towards the hole you punctured.
Not
that way. I just want to be clear.
No.
Ooh, there's some good meat.
Because you'd be right if that were the case.
Yeah.
I smell you no smell?
No. Brother, I do not smell anything. And then all the other animals that are kind of guarding the meat and parts turn to sniff as well, and they have no interest in contradicting the big one. The boss.
Kevin's thinking.
Well, does anybody else want
to
think?
Well, Mason's going to,
don't forget, he has,
yeah, he has their attention. I'm gonna continue around because I want to at least see the rest of what's here.
What were we going to say? He has what?
He has their attention.
Oh, he has their attention.
Microphone and
I was like, do we have each other's ear pieces?
Yeah, we have we have throat mics and stuff.
You haven't tested it to see whether it works in bubble.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know that it's kinda works out of bubble.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mason's going to go I'm assuming there are caravans around.
Yeah, it's not like a super tight circle, but yeah, there's several of them. They don't go all the way around the campfire, so they probably start, let's see.
I'm thinking Mason wants to go to one end of whatever line he's on.
Yeah, okay.
And
did you go left or right?
Right.
Cool. Did you go left or right?
Where did you go?
I went right.
I pictured right, so I guess I went left.
This is why we're
that's what I do in department stores. I go right, so it's cool.
I mean,
this isn't a department store.
Nope.
Unless you're gonna buy some of the parts.
I can picture left. That's fine.
I went opposite the direction she did. So,
as you continue to the right,
yeah.
Yeah. So, how sneaky are you being? Because there's definitely a good, I don't know, we'll say maybe 10 feet, 8 feet. Between the end of one and the start of the other.
I mean, I'm trying not to be noticed. So I'm trying to basically get to the end, sort of look around it, and time my running to the next one as best I can.
All right. It's tricky, but you do find several moments where they monopolize enough of everyone's attention that you could make a quick dash to cover that 8 to 10 feet.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So as long as you're careful at the edge of each one and you time it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yep.
When you get, we'll say, most of the way around, not all the way, you will also be able to see the orange-red monkey beast things. And they're picking at doing something with something. Can't quite see what, but you can see that they're doing something off on their own.
Hmm. Okay. Is Ed close? Ed's closer to all that, right?
Yeah. At least until you get to the end of the caravan. Then you're probably about the same. It's just you're on opposite sides of the fire.
Okay.
In fact, when you get towards there, you might... At this point, you might have actually lost sight of Ed.
I don't know if I'd want to do that. I would. Yeah, I wouldn't go far enough where I lost sight of Ed.
All right. So we'll say if right on the very edge of you still being able to see Ed
yep.
and see the monkey things. That's okay. So maybe there's two more caravans left.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because I want to at least keep an eye on so that if I need to, I can run in to save him or help
or hinder.
Or hinder.
Well,
I mean, you may not be doing the hindering on purpose, but that doesn't change the fact.
The facts of life.
John, what were you doing with your boing into flipping?
I think I was trying to look around and see. So we see how many SWAT members did we say? Like four?
Four.
Okay.
Four on their knees.
And some miscellaneous parts strewn about. Right.
No, they are.
They are the parts. That's what he's referring to. So they're going to eat some of them, and the other ones they're going to distribute parts so that they can have extra people limbs.
Okay.
Ew.
So do I have any reason to believe that there might be more SWAT guys in like the semi immediate area?
That's a possibility.
That's what I was going to try and sneak off and find out.
All right.
So
sneaking. Which way are you heading?
I was thinking left.
All right. Passing Frankie?
Yeah.
Do you tap her on the right shoulder, but then zing around to her left side as you keep going? Do you fall for it?
Yes, obviously.
All right.
One true Ed.
Nice. Finger pistols.
Oh, yeah, no, there'd be that.
God damn it, John.
All right, so it's a little bit harder for you to get around there because now you're on the side that Ed's on. Sorry, Ed. I made you go left.
Okay.
That's where I was picturing the people were.
Sure.
I have a diagram if you need to see it.
Nope. I just pictured I'm going next to fire.
Yep.
That's about as close as I got.
I forgot to narrate it, but yeah, they were off on the left side.
Okay.
So you're heading around that side. It's a little bit trickier. It's probably why Frankie hasn't gone too much farther past mm-hmm. the first one.
I'm looking for rope and stuff.
You're looking for rope and stuff. All right. Well, we'll get back to that.
Okay.
So as you get probably a little less than halfway, you can see those monkeys out in the field a little bit as well. If you've been checking the caravans as you go, you haven't seen any people inside any of them.
Okay.
They haven't really seen anything living inside any of them. Well, I mean, no corpses either. Like, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I realize that.
There's nothing living or dead inside of them.
Okay. There's no beings, okay. Current or deceased.
Miscellaneous junk, maybe, right. In. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think I'd want to tempt fate by getting too close to the field and having monkeys see me. Mm-hmm. That'll be a shit show.
Mason's going to go.
Totally fine, bro.
He's going to go, anybody else see those monkeys?
There's monkeys.
At that part, at point, every one of you sees it except for Frankie. Frankie, you find your rope.
Yeah, cool.
So the mics work?
Yes. Ed, you're probably getting a good amount of static. No, sorry, not Ed. John, you're probably getting a good amount of static because at this point, you're a bit farther away.
The distance between the two of us is... Okay.
Like, they're pretty short distance.
Okay.
Like, you probably can make out what he said, but only because you've seen the monkeys and you clearly heard the word monkeys and you can kind of figure out the rest.
I'll be like, why is Mason singing about the monkeys right now?
Yeah. Your rope, it's like old timey circus rope.
Good.
Someone already tried hanging themselves with it.
That's what old timey circus rope is.
Oh, yeah.
It's already in a noose hanging from the top of it.
Convenient though. Yeah.
Convenient.
Yep. I mean, I suppose if you're looking to hang someone, yeah.
I was thinking of creating a distraction.
By hanging yourself?
No.
That's a weird stretch.
Negative. No. By attaching something to it, wrapping it around one of the trees, and then running in a direction while it drags and clangs into the brush.
Oh.
So that tree? Into the woods.
All right.
So I'm going to attach a bunch of stuff to one end. I'm going to run into the woods and then just run out of the woods, like going the opposite. Loop around so that it drags into the woods, hopefully creating a...
Couldn't I...
That's a great idea. It works with what I'm thinking.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to shoot a monkey.
Guys, I'm going to try and create a subterfuge.
I feel like all three of these things should happen at once. John, do you want to make a fourth thing at once?
Well, I was just going to... I was going to kind of piggy bank off Frankie's idea and just say that we could find something of weight. I could slime one end of it
and then just launch
the other end.
I mean, you can do both.
Yeah.
And it just takes off and through a tree and they hear more.
Well,
noise
yeah. If you say you're going to make a distraction, I could. Well, are the monkeys basically opposite Frankie?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, pretty close.
All right. Well, I mean, I can. If she makes a distraction that way and I make a distraction that way.
And he makes a distraction that way.
Yeah. Distractions everywhere.
And he's making a distraction.
Maybe
over
we can
there.
Split the party.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm building on their distraction. Just wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right. So everybody that wants to do a distraction, we're going to have to figure out. Well, John's is going to be Boyne Flippin.
Yeah.
Just his normal role. Frankie. Yeah. Honestly, I don't really think you got to roll anything. Yours seems pretty...
It's very simple.
Simple.
Yeah. I just have to...
I like it. Cool. So I think we can get away without you having to roll anything.
Phew!
Mason, I don't know what your distraction was going to be. So
I was going to... How far away are they? Are the monkeys? Are they pistol range?
Sure. How far did we say it went again?
I don't think we ever did.
We've talked about it a few times.
What, yeah, the pistol?
Yeah, the pistol.
The abyss.
TK.
The MSTK 3K.
MSTK 3K.
The MST
3K. 3000.
Yeah. Well, it shoots more projectiles. It's not like a stream or anything like that. So I mean, most pistols are, you know, easily accurate 30 yards. I mean, once you get beyond that, you're...
Metric.
What?
Ow!
I enjoyed that just because of how much it broke Ben.
That hurt.
We'll say yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to, yeah, I guess it'll be a sort of a.
Oh, wait. I'll tell you what. If you make it to the final caravan, yeah, it'll be within range.
Okay. Then that yeah, since we're all doing distracting things, I will let, or I'll have Ed out of my sight. And that's mostly because what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot and scoot back to where I can see Ed. Yeah, shoot and scoot.
He's going to do the old-fashioned shoot and scoot.
Yeah, old-fashioned shoot and scoot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I'll be like, okay, guys, on three. And then I'm going to basically crouch down so I'm as stable as possible. And
all right, so Mason and John have to roll, and Frankie does not.
Just tell me when I go.
And start running. Do you want to?
I don't think mine's a roll. I can do it in the lead-up. It works it works before, too.
Okay. Do you want to set it up now? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, let them roll, then...
Yeah. What's my difficulty?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Shoot and skate.
Say 20s. Make them hard.
Okay.
31.
Hmm.
14.
That's a fail.
Wow. So maybe you shoot, but don't scoot.
I forgot to
scoot.
Yeah. Oh.
You have two successful.
I'm running.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's good. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have two successful distractions. One in they're each.
No, they're perpendicular.
That's right. Yeah, they're not in opposite directions. Mm-mm. So I'd say Dawn's is yours more in the direction with which you approached the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's in the direction that you saw Ed point.
Yeah, they can be both the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, gotcha. And yours is.
Let's go. Say Ed pointed to my left. I would have gone maybe halfway between.
Okay,
like at a 45-degree angle from that.
So still kind of in that direction,
just off to the side. Yep. So maybe it kind of almost seems like something was here and is moving.
Like they split up, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Two things are running away suddenly.
Yeah.
All right.
Smoking truck makes. Smell no good. Better meat. More meat.
And they hear it.
Clang, 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 clang.
I'll use charlatan for the 2 points to make them believe it. Nice. I don't know if that's still...
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
Doesn't help to sell it.
Nope. Charlatan.
All right. So as that happens, he points to two of the members, the gorilla. And a lion.
Mm.
You two stay. Guard meat parts. The rest. To hunt. And he kind of lumbers off. It's this weird combination of human running and animal sprinting.
Weird.
Yeah, it just looks weird.
Ed will go, to hunt! And then start, like, lumbering, like, running slowly.
You're running and then you're just slowing down and you're like, but you're screaming loud like you're still right there.
Yeah, just pulling up the rear.
Yep, they hit the line and they keep going, the woods line.
Yeah, they're excited.
You can hear them. They're pretty loud. Cacophonous.
Cacophonous.
Yes.
Cacophonous.
So, the monkeys.
Ah.
Yep. Well, shit.
Do they take notice?
They do, in fact.
Shocked.
They manage to screech out and it makes the last one before it disappears into the woods turn around. And when it does, it sees that Ed's not really following them in.
I was going to keep going for a little bit. Just at the back.
Then it just sees.
I have tiny human legs.
Mason?
Actually, it would probably see
John.
John. Sorry.
All right, so it sees John, and it starts running back towards the fire to see what the hell is going on. One of the monkeys starts screeching, and now he is running.
So wait, the fire. What was the first thing that
ape man?
Oh, an ape man
or ape? Yeah,
an ape man. And a lion.
Yep.
No, wait, those two. Those are the two that
stay behind.
I'm sorry, you're
and
right.
One of the ones that I was running with in the back.
So
we'll say a hyena.
Okay.
And then one of the monkey ones is charging towards the fire as well.
So right now we have 8 monkey, hyena,
and lion.
And lion.
Yep. 8 monkey, hyena, lion. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 4 of these.
And they all have a person pit. A person bit.
I'll run with the hyena. Like
back towards the fire.
I will animal spy whatever it was.
Back of the skull.
Okay. Grunt as it runs off in support.
Okay. Yeah, so it thinks you're on.
Yes.
Yes. Gotcha.
Because I have a tail.
Yes. It's probably starting to.
I was going to say, don't get too close to the fire.
Get a little gross and break off a bit now here and there. But I mean, I'm sure they're not paying that much attention to it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I think my grunts are really selling it.
Yeah.
He's Charlotte.
I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what else it could be.
So what's closest to me? Would you think?
Probably the hyena. So that's coming. Or
the monk. No.
One of the ones are on the fire, so the
ape or
the ape or the lion. Those two are probably the closest to you. But the hyena is coming after you, but you know Ed's right there. And
I don't know how much faith that gives me.
The monkey's closer to Mason. Also, Frankie is not too far away from you. Well, she's running towards you. Mm-hmm. I assume you've dropped your rope by now.
Yeah.
Have the SWAT guys reacted at all?
Yeah.
Mostly kind of fear and yeah. I mean, they seem a little bit invigorated by the fact that there's far fewer of them, and now that you guys are there.
Are they like,
I'm not sure their weapons do anything.
Well, I was going to ask if they were like tied up and bound. I guess I didn't catch that part before. Were they like bound up?
I'll say their wrists are bound. Cool. They probably want to move them so they don't have their legs bound.
Well, I assume they could carry them. You got ape and bear man and lion man.
They could.
Whatever.
Carry meat when meat can walk?
Right?
I think you're thinking too much like them.
They want to make
sure. Gone in too deep.
They want to make sure and keep the parts strong.
He's one of them now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to get a weak leg.
Just keeps talking about meat all the time.
You have to zap him.
Freaking me out.
All right. I would. Stop. I think Mason at this point would also be running back towards.
Regrouping.
Yeah, regrouping.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I kind of want to blink one of them into the fire.
Oh, do it. Do it.
Just trying to decide which one. I was hoping somebody would get lit on fire.
So, regrouping. Oh.
Regrouping.
Boing whipping.
Yeah, I think we're going to boink flip the lion guy into the fire.
He looks like a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have an idea after.
Also sounds dangerous.
He's probably been burying his fangs at the humans since they ran off.
So, I guess I'm going to specifically aim for face and then the ground right in front of the fire and hope that the momentum just carries him into the fire.
Sure.
How hard am I going?
super hard.
So hard.
Because I am specifically I figure when I say that I'm specifically aiming for a
it's
certain
definitely
place,
a hard.
Makes
it
a hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes me hard.
Well. No ghost.
I like how well trained everyone is to say that first thing.
Damn, 30.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it messed up. So yeah. Did you get a boon last time?
No.
Okay. Well, I think you did this time.
Okay.
Well, can he immediately use the boon for narrative purposes and the lion goes in?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
So seeing everything kind of just running or people now paying attention to us all. Quick deduction, which one I thought was going to be the biggest pain in the ass. Because Ape Man is probably strong, but Ape Man is probably slow. Lion's good combination of both.
Well, the ape man has human legs, so that should tell you something.
He's definitely slower. Take a few steps up, crack shot at lion's face, and then like the perfect spot right in front of the fire so it doesn't just instantly melt the goo. And then just watch lion launch and go face first into how big of a fire was it? I guess I should have asked that.
Big bonfire.
It lands right into the heart of it and just doesn't let out the sort of lioness roar that you would expect it to.
So in a fire, when you breathe in, your lungs collapse. So it's not really going to scream. But yeah, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, yeah. You just, well, you know, and you just see lion, you expect loud, vicious noise, and it's more like, oh.
Yep. It was pretty horrific.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It'll probably smell a lot like charred, gross ecto meat.
Well, good. Hopefully that throws off the rest of them because they're all just like smelling shit.
Yeah.
One down.
So as Ed is shambling up.
Returning
with the hyena man.
Hyena man.
I realized that I can.
Hyenaman?
Yep.
Triangulate.
Mythbuster.
And I'm going to try and parkour off the two caravans and throw both my feet into the hyena man as he runs through to try and just knock him prone.
All right.
Yeah.
Parkour. That's the one I'm with.
Right? Parkour.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to prone that one for you.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to stab it if she gets
that's
down.
What I'm going to try and.
That's what I assumed. Yeah. It seems like a pretty good setup. You guys got to look into making some slime boots for Frankie or something.
Yeah actually.
Because she seems to like kicking things.
I do like kicking things.
She did declare.
Is this slime toed boots?
At 20?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use 2 points or 2 brownie points. Yeah. Only one ghost die, though.
I mean, if you want to use more than one, I will allow it.
I feel like if you up the difficulty but still succeed,
ooh,
should count for something. I don't really know what the fuck that was.
Wow.
No ghost die. Sixes!
That means I did good.
Just two. And all the rest
there's
are
three
ones.
Sixes.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, she'll hit her 20 at least.
As long as she doesn't hit 40.
32.
There you go.
Woo! So you get your boon going forward.
I never got one of those that oh I remember. God.
So you can spend it on an extra die during a roll.
Cool.
So it's a free brownie point, basically. Or these guys, because they swim in them, like to use theirs narratively once in a while. But we're trying that one out.
Okay.
It's working so far.
So far, so good. So I sprint as hard as I can.
Yeah, I'm sure it looks very impressive and awesome, especially because you're wearing a super heavy ass proton pack.
I've been training with it, so,
so
it's cool.
It's like wheel, wall.
I mean,
hyenas.
At the very least, it's got to be better than the wire work in Tomb Raider.
Oh yeah. For sure. I'm up to the top of the caravan.
And
then I both feet firmly together. I am a human missile. I am aiming for shoulders.
All right. So you want to cause like a good amount of spin and
I
confusion.
Want him to go fucking down.
Yeah. All right. He does. I'm going to roll to see if he stays up.
And I want John to start yelling at these pussy SWAT teamers. Yeah.
Man up, soldier!
That was, next thing was going to tell him. Well, actually, depending on what Mason does.
I was thinking of if I could get close enough to cut their
wrist
restraints.
Wow.
Whoa. Did you say wrists?
No, wrist that's not
restraints.
What I said.
Wrist restraints.
Yeah, so,
Mason's
going to kill him.
Yeah. Nope. He fails.
Matt just
totally
wants to castrate him.
Who what?
He fails, so you totally knock him flying.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Down into the dirt. Rolling, flopping, limbs akimbo.
I superhero crouch. Boom.
Yeah.
Land it.
Totally.
Your knees hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But it was worth
okay.
it. But your knees hurt.
John and I have been running with like weights on our back.
Mr. Ed.
That sounds right.
You just saw this hyena man wipe out. And you see Frankie do a superhero landing right beside
Woo!
Him.
Woo!
It looks pretty awesome.
Francis, that was awesome. Now hold him down.
Okay.
You just sit on him.
I just land. I just body. Francis. I belly flop onto the back of him.
All right. That seems.
He's on the ground, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
Oh, wait, no. My knee's in his back.
That's better because he's going to try to stab him and
you
were draped across him.
My knee is in between his shoulder blades.
All right.
Perfect.
Are you going to dilapidate him?
No. I'm going to go around so I can see his head. And I'm going to kneel down and. Hold his head in my hands and try and soothe the savage beast.
He's a bit dazed.
Who's a good kitty?
I'm just telling you, he's a bit dazed.
But that'll probably help.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah. So yeah, Ed's going to try and...
Are you going to make out with it?
Are we going to tame him? Is he going to be my mount?
Yes.
His talent seduce. He's going to seduce Hyena.
Do what the lady said you might be able to do in training, which is that you might be able to just quell the spirit. I don't know. I don't know how to put it.
He's trying to seduce the Hyena one.
That is not what I said at all.
That's what I want to hear.
Roll it.
Exactly.
All right. Cool.
Roll for relaxing.
I mean, seduce kind of works.
I think we should call your weird Ed stuff light bulbing. So you should just roll for light bulb.
Yeah, I'm light bulbing.
Yeah, roll for light bulb.
What's the difficulty?
That makes it sound better. He said he's out of it. 15? So yeah.
Okay. He's not quite dazed enough to make it easy.
I'll spend a point.
Like your mom.
Oh! You thought you were going to get through it.
Nope, can't see the ghost. I can't see the ghost. No ghost!
Can't see the ghost. Just trying to build some tension. I like it.
Yeah.
15.
Oh my god. Me too.
I said it so quietly.
24.
Woo!
Oh, you succeed. Almost enough to get a boon.
Does he start purring?
Do hyenas purr?
I assume so. I don't know.
Yeah, they kind of make like, I don't know.
He's a beast, man. I don't know how he does.
Well, he's very loopy and out of it because he just got fracking walloped. But yes, you can see its eyes start to relax and soothe and calm.
They do.
And it purrs.
I knew things.
Cool.
And then as you continue to channel and pour energy into him, he starts to disappear. And he kind of just turns blue and insubstantial. And then Princess his form just...
What?
Yeah. He goes.
What the fuck just happened?
I saved his soul.
I like the fire thing better.
I light bulbed his sword. His
I tackled him.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, he couldn't have done it without your help.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah. I helped save a soul today.
High five.
Woohoo!
Now, with all that distraction, has the gorilla started running away? Because I'm going to wait until he runs away before I run.
Yeah, so what's left? Ape man and...
Monkey.
And monkey.
Yeah. Monkey.
He is probably not going to run away.
Well, not run away. No, not run away.
Oh,
run towards.
I got what you're saying. Yes.
Leave the soldiers or SWAT team.
To be honest, he looks over and he sees his disappearing hyena friend. And then he sees the disappearing lion friend. He probably doesn't know which one to go at first.
So he's confused.
Yeah. You can see he has a moment of hesitation.
Okay.
You can hear, however, the monkey as it charges and it's making like a nice howling, almost roar.
Charging me? Or charging the fire? Just,
yeah, the fire, the group in general. Yeah. It's very close now.
All right, I'm going to...
I don't know what a monkey roaring would be. Oh. Yeah, like that. But louder, probably, and more sustained.
Okay, I mean, I guess I will... fuck it. I'll boson dart the monkey.
Don't fuck it.
don't fuck the monkey.
Maybe it would soothe them.
I mean, you might be better off fucking the monkey than the gorilla.
Mm. Yeah.
At least the monkey might be the big spoon.
Oh, that's
I can't
sweet.
Tell if it's too much for Kevin or if he's just upset because he didn't think of it first.
I could have fucked a monkey. His mouth is full of Oreo. This is the best.
And I fully mean Kevin, not Ed.
All right, so I'm going to boson dart it, and I think we said we would use an extra die for the boson dart. Didn't we write this down? I don't think I wrote it down. It's an extra die.
It's 3 damage.
Yes, 3 damage.
Splash damage.
Yes, that's right.
And I think it's an extra die, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you do it, right. Once, well, you can shoot normally. If you do it twice, you have to wait like 2 minutes. Three minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, your pack shuts down for 3 rounds. So I'm just going to do it once at the monkey.
I'm going back to eat my cookie.
No ghost, but really shitty numbers.
Change your dice.
All right, well, let's just say it hits.
Yay!
Yeah. So you're going for the gorilla or the monkey?
is your Admiral Winky getting you down? Your bald-headed giggle stick not having such a laugh? Well, head on down to the Dick Depot and check out our new Beaver Buster line of ultra-thin prophylactics. We've got large ones, small ones, flip 'em inside-out ones, colorful ones, tasty ones, ones to put in your bum for fun. We don't judge at the Dick Depot. Also, look out for our next scientifically proven Camel Riders. It'll be like going to the zoo. Coming to the Dick Depot near you next fall. The Dick Depot, the Dick Depot. Fun for everyone. Consenting age, of course. This has been the Ectocast, presented by Saga Games Studio. Ed the Fourth is played by Kevin, Mason by Ben, John by Brad, Frankie is by me, Dawn, and the Ghostmaster is Matt. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Ectocast and at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs. The outro is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Feel free to give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening.